everyone, and thank you very much to the CRC for this invitation to present. My remit is to give some off-the-cuff remarks on the relationship between fire and water resources. As a hydrologist, I'm very much going to take a water balance perspective and share with you some thoughts that I have about the nature of the effects of fire on water balances and catchments. The first thing I want to say is that the remarks I'm going to make really come from the perspective of a hydrologist that's looking at landscape processes at a pretty coarse scale, rather than a specialist forest physiologist or plant physiologist that might be looking at quite detailed process relationships that occur when forests are damaged by fire. I have dabbled in that world, but my remarks are very much about whole of landscape hydrology. The second thing I'd say is that I think in general we actually have a very good mechanistic understanding of how forests do affect water balances and catchments and what a fire will do to a forest and therefore the water balance. And from that, I think, has grown a pretty respectable predictive capability that we have a whole class of models that can be applied at varying scales and varying levels of definition to actually predict what the effects of a fire like the current one we've just weathered might be into the future. The final point I'd make before descending into the detail here is that the effects of fire on catchment water balances and runoff can be gigantic, as we witnessed in the 1939 wildfires in Victoria and New South Wales. They can end up halving the amount of water yield that comes from a forest catchment if the full effects are realised. But I would emphasise the fact if the full effects are manifest, and they rarely are in nature. In fact, serious as our recent fires were, it is highly unlikely that the full effects as were felt in the 39 wildfires in the water supply catchments of Melbourne will be realised. Okay, so the three kind of main talking points I want to focus on here are firstly that cover matters. The cover in a catchment matters greatly to the water balance. There is a very significant difference between non-forested catchments and forested catchments in terms of the amount of runoff that come out of them. Clearly, forested catchments will yield less runoff than unforested or unwooded catchments. The second thing I would say is there is a pretty significant difference between the amount of runoff yielded from a catchment with young forest versus a catchment with mature forest. For all kinds of plant physiological and structural reasons, typically old growth forests yield much more water than young forests. And the third thing I would say is that species differences, at least in Australia, unless you're moving from evergreen to deciduous, in themselves are not a huge determinant of the final runoff that comes out of a catchment. There are effects, but from a hydrologist water resource perspective, those species differences aren't very great. The final remark I would make with respect to cover is that the differences between treed and non-treed and old growth and regrowth are magnified in proportion to annual rainfall. So in really wet catchments, the differences will tend to be magnified. In really dry catchments, those differences won't be as great. So you need to take all of those factors into account when you try to anticipate what the effects of a fire on runoff will be. The second point I want to make is that the nature of the fire really matters, as does the status of the forest when it is burnt. So a really hot fire which kills species, and not all species will be killed by a hot fire, is likely to have the greatest impact on water resources. So if we look at the 1939 wildfires, where a fire-sensitive species was pretty comprehensively rubbed out, where an old-growth forest was replaced then by a vigorous young growing forest, that is a situation where the effects will be the greatest. But if we take the opposite case of, say, a dry sclerophyll community that's a lot more fire-tolerant, that might get, say, medium burn through it, might lose all of its canopy, but then if there's vigorous coppicing and ultimately re-establishment of leaf air in a few years, that's a situation where the effects are going to be minimised. Okay, so there's the the pre-existing nature of the stand and the intensity of the burn matter a hell of a lot. One other aspect of the fire that matters, the heat, is to do with the effect of the soil itself. If the temperature is particularly high and the mineralogy of the soils is of a certain kind, then you can maximise the so-called hydrophobicity effect, where water repellency in the soils can set in, and that can have effects that may last for weeks, months, possibly a few years, but typically in the long run, not a great effect on the overall water balance. So those effects tend to be short-term. And the third thing I'll say is that time matters. The response of a forested catchment to a fire will change over time. Typically, what you will find after a reasonable fire goes through is all of the leaf area is lost, and at least for the first couple of years, there will be an enhancement in runoff. There will be more runoff because of two things. Clearly, there's no transpiration, and there's very little interception of rainfall as well. Now, depending on how much rain is falling and the nature of the forest that's there, one could expect a re-establishment of leaf area within 2 to 5 years. And this would herald the beginning of a recovery of water yield and re-establishment of the pre-fire water balance. However, if the forest has been killed and a new stand is growing, and let's say if the original stand was an old growth one, then it might be that runoff starts to decrease after about 5 to 7 years relative to the pre-fire status. And that's an effect that can continue for anywhere up to about 30 years, again, depending on the ecology of the forest and the soil conditions. And in the worst case scenario, could result in a reduction by half of the water yield from that catchment. And then typically after about 25 to 30 years, the yield would start increasing again as the forest reapproaches the pre-fire state of a complicated, maybe multi-level, slightly lesser leaf area forest. So there are dynamic effects in time. The mechanics are reasonably well understood. They're best understood in mountain ash forests, where most of the work is done. Still, we don't understand enough about mixed species forests and particularly the effects on mixed age stands, but we do have a reasonable mechanistic understanding, and that is instantiated in predictive models and can be applied fairly routinely nowadays in water resource assessments.